The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like life. It's better with you. My life. It's better with you. This is true. It's better with two. My life. It's better with you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my brother and me, an advice show from the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What up, Trav Nation? I'm your middlest brother, Travis Big Dog Wolf Wolf McElroy, next level influencer.
Hi, everybody, Trav Nation. Hi, everybody in Trav Nation. I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy, the youngest one of them.
I'm very excited, guys, because I just got my certification from the influencer board for the next level. So excited. Big congratulations. News.
Your thetons have been audited and you have not been found wanting.
My photons and thetons. And my thetans and my torpedoes. And now I get to move. I get to take the next step, which I'm very excited about, but I need your guys' help. Next step.
Charity boxing tournament. Oh, God.
I'm not ready for that yet, Griffin.
Travis is going to fight Logan Paul.
Oh, I would love to. That's next level.
Travis,
I love you. Listen, you would get fucking creamed, dude.
I know. Listen, I'm not saying I could take him. I'm saying if I get one good shot in, like if I get one good shot in, I'm not sure that would happen.
Don't get me wrong. The dude sucks rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Big
yeah.
time. But he would smash your ass into Travis juice on the ground.
I think he has proven at this point he can punch people extremely hard repeatedly.
He punches hard.
Famous punch guys.
I'm not even going to make it out to be like he's one punch man or even that he's like a great boxer. But he would kill Travis dead, graveyard dead.
Maybe.
And that's not a read on you being weak, Travis. I'm just saying
not a read.
You're not.
No, if I had 8 or 9 months to prep, I think I could. I think
you haven't done the work. Travis.
He's
I know
also,
you.
What? 10 years younger than me. 15 years younger than me.
That shouldn't matter.
Okay. Anyways, but that's not where I'm at. I haven't reached that level yet. I'm at ill-advised move into music career.
Long overdue, I think. Actually, for you.
Thank you,
Trav.
And I've been prepping for it my whole life by never learning. To play a musical instrument by never learning how to write a song or write music or anything. So I am primed, but I need you guys' help because I don't
It's about as ill-advised as it possibly could be because of the work you've done.
I'm very excited. Considering right now my only thought starter is like Gregorian Chamber Men's Choir version of Hot to Go.
That could be
good. The only offer I have.
I think that that's a bad start.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like,
that's it sounds, all I've got over. It sounds so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like to hear it.
Take me. So what do you guys
think? That's not even really, if you did that, Travis, and I hate to again keep slamming you like down like this, but if you did that in front of a real Gregorian choir, you would get creamed, man.
Does it need to be more resonant? I get creamed, the Gregorian choir would beat me up.
No, but you just get creamed vocally. You would get a sort of vocally cream.
So what do you guys think I should start with? What should I?
Well, Trav, I'll be honest with you. I don't want to hear any of it. So I think for you, the buzz is, I don't want to hear you do music again, but I do think that you can build the buzz required.
Oh,
I think two things. One, you need to get a lot of anticipation going about this album and maybe that it's going to be a stinker, but that's still like, there's no such thing as bad press. Get everybody talking about it.
Okay. I disagree with Griffin in many important ways. Number one of which is you have got to have a single. You've got to have a Welcome to Trav Nation. Think about the long tradition. There is a long tradition. It's one of my favorite subgenres of music. And I talk about it with people a lot because I'm always looking for more additions. It's the one hit wonder where their one hit is introducing themselves.
What's up, everyone? Oh. Yeah, I'm Rico Suave.
I'm Rico Suave.
And I'm never going to Jimmy
Ray. We love
it. Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like, we actually don't love. Or I'm Jimmy Ray.
Yeah.
Like, oh, cool. That's cool. Thanks. That's all we actually needed for you.
I'll never forget you, which sucks because you're not going to do anything else.
If you want to count Ina Kamosi's Hot Stepper, possible.
Yeah.
Informer. Maybe. Debatable.
Yeah.
Return of the Mac is a good one. Because where'd
you come from?
Where'd the Mac
where'd
go?
You come from? Where'd you go?
Now, Justin, what if we combined your favorite niche genre of music with my favorite niche genre of music? Mine being songs that reference other songs that aren't the song being played.
Okay.
Such as like the train hit, play that song, the one that makes me go on and on, but not this song. Hey, Mr. DJ. Put a record on. I want to dance with my baby. What song do you want to play, Madonna?
It's a mystery.
I don't know. Monster Mash is one, in fact. And so what if it was Trav Nation?
Well, Monster Mash is a song about the song. Huh? I've never really thought about Monster Mash in that context.
It's a story of a monster.
You never hear the Monster Mash.
Yeah. It's a song about the Monster Mash. So what if the song was, hey, Trav Nation. Trav Nation's about to do a song.
Sure.
You're going to fucking love it. And so, Griffin, then it plays into yours. I'm building hype with the first single.
Yeah.
For future singles. And it's like,
that's
the song
cool.
I'm coming out with next, Trav Nation, you're going to fucking love it.
So the title of your first single is I'm Travis McElroy, and my next song's going to make you groove your ass off.
Yeah.
But then that's.
Then I never release a second song.
That's good. The second part of this formula for mine, and this is foolproof, is you need to start getting angry at people when they talk to you about your podcasting or your streaming any of your more sort of traditional media formats.
I think I'm a musician now.
Go full Billy Bob Thornton and just be like, you wouldn't ask Sting about his podcast. You know what I mean?
I would. Are you kidding me?
It's a terrible example. It's a terrible example.
Trav, if I could just... I know we don't normally riff like this, but I would love...
Oh, is this part of the show? I thought this was just us talking.
If you could just hit us with a hook.
I must actually stand firm on the point I made earlier that I do not... And it's not that I think
now I'm a servant of two masters.
I don't want to get aside.
Only one of us is your older brother, Griff. Trav, I don't think the math is that hard.
I'm trying to impress, basically, at this point.
One of us have taste that you respect.
I didn't say that.
Griffin has repeatedly, verbally pledged fealty to Trav Nation. And I, a rogue nation to myself, have not been swayed one way or the other. I'm saying maybe a killer jam.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm going to say again, just to make my point completely clear, I don't want you to sing. And it's not because I think you have a bad voice. I just don't want you to get fucking. I don't want you to get fucking creamed, Travis.
I'm right now, and I'm not going to sing it. As I'm trying right now.
You should be more worried about the jeans that are going to get creamed once he starts blowing those.
Because I've already said it before. Now, hey there, Trav Nation, put a record on. I want to dance with my baby. Is the only thing that's stuck in my head. But Madonna already did that.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey there, Trav Nation, put a record on. I want to dance with my baby. That's the same song.
You can't do the same song over.
Okay.
It's got to be something fresh.
Okay. All right, Griffin, how about you? Can you start me off, maybe, Griffin?
Yeah, sure. What's like a sick... No, I really want to just get like the eight notes. What are the eight notes? You know what I mean? What are the
You can give me like an eight
what's
note.
What's the hook? What's the hook?
You want a single eighth note?
A sequence of eight notes that will unite the world.
So you don't want an eighth note, you want eight individual notes.
If they are eighth notes, that sounds like a great
let me
pop
hit you with this.
Ska
da 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 da. That wasn't eighth notes. Hold on. It's hard to
do. Da 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 da. Is that what you're doing?
Ska da 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 da. Kind of doing McDonald's. It's kind of turning into McDonald's.
But it's not exactly that.
It's a little bit.
It's a modulation on the McDonald's theme.
But that's not eighth notes. Again, you're sort of throwing some funky triplets in it.
Charlie Brown. Okay.
We're only doing seven notes
It's also getting a little bit into All Night Long.
Every song is going to sound a little bit like other songs. There's only eight notes.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
And we've been set free.
My next song. Next song.
That's a parody. You're
next
doing a parody.
It's got to be fresh. Be good.
If Griffin could just give me that melody one more time, I feel like it was so good. Is that
that's
what
seven
is?
Notes again.
Listen to this. Travnation is on the rise now. Is there something there?
It's not eighth notes again. Strictly, we do throw a little.
It doesn't need to be eighth.
Close your eyes.
Okay. Here comes Travnation
is on the rise now.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
The now is kind of.
We can throw the now in too. Like I'm going to do a line there. Every line can end with now, and that's part of the theme. So Travnation's on the rise now. Open your ears and close your eyes now. And we just
open
keep
your
saying now.
Why would you close your eyes? Why is closing your
eyes? Because you want to feel it. You want to feel the groove. Let it take you away. Your eyes are open. You're thinking about all the dangers around you. I want you to close your eyes.
Okay.
And just feel the music.
Shake
right?
your hips and squeeze your thighs now. And that can be part of, it can be also like a dance, like a choreographed dance.
Yes.
So it's like, cool. Open your ears and close your eyes now.
Yeah. Wiggle your calves and squeeze your thighs now.
Perfect. All right, Justin, bring us home.
And it's just for $17.99 a month.
Whoa, it's a streaming service?
This is my favorite genre of song, which lays out the terms of service for a popular streaming application.
It's a yearly price. Travis, you can't refund now.
I should have tried to impose
a
business plan on you.
I like that my first single is a backstory.
I don't know if you have been wanting to go with the SaaS model or not for Travnation. I should.
I guess I don't know what I'm offering on that. Is it just the idea of me?
Yes.
Okay.
And a citizenship.
Citizenship.
You don't have to be offering them. If these Rocket Money ads have taught me anything, it's that you just have to trick people one time, and then you never have to give them anything again. They just forget about you.
And then
it's better if you don't bother them
to cancel it.
Let's do our show now.
Yes, I would love to do our show.
Do
we
the
take
show
your
now?
Questions. Oh, I can't get it out of my head. It's so catchy.
It's really good.
So listen, we get questions from you, our listeners. Oh my God, Griffin, did you see what episode number this is?
720?
720. We've brought it all back around, guys.
What do you mean?
In what way?
The double 360. We've gone all the way around twice.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say 360 is all the way around.
Yeah, but we've done it twice now.
So that's not as impressive as doing it one.
If it was a skate trick, we'd be 180 away from extremely impressive.
Sure.
We'll get there.
We'll get to 900.
We don't have anything else going on.
Here's our first question. I recently returned back to work after having been gone 12 weeks for maternity leave. A very kind coworker surprised me going all out and decorating my desk and office space with welcome back and welcome baby paraphernalia. This includes streamers, balloons, a big sign, etc. I've been back for a week now. Am I supposed to take the decor down or is it too soon? Will my coworker be disappointed or is it her responsibility to take it down? That's from Desk Distressed in Charlottesville. Now, Travis, it says here pictures are enclosed. Did you include these pictures?
I mean, I have them.
Describe them to me.
Well, just put them up in the thing. All you gotta do is open them in your web browser and then share the tab.
No. I mean, the question has made this sound like so boring and so whack. And so, like, I don't know that I'm chomping at the bit. I trust that these...
I think that if we want to talk about it accurately and we have something that we can look at that will give us a little bit more context, I think it's invaluable.
I type so slowly, you guys have to give me a second.
Have you ever thought about taking a sort of a course, a stenography?
If I was going to choose to improve something about my life, Griffin, that would not be top priority.
Travis, the speed and alacrity with which you voiced that makes me think that this is a question you've wrestled with before.
Oh yeah, baby.
I'm saying that your lack of familiarity with Miss Beacon and her excellent ways.
It's keeping you from every other thing that you like. It's a constant hindrance.
Yeah.
Always.
But also, well, my point is that it's so non-existent that you could actually take up stenography and become so much faster than Juice and I using one of their crazy flat keyboards.
We should see which of us can get the fucking hell.
Hey, okay, so that's a lot of shit. Looks like we've got...
Wow,
there's a lot of shit on this desk. So there's a huge banner behind the desk that is covering up, as far as I can tell, a whole corkboard.
This person blacked out in the booth!
Yeah, there's balloons all over this hither and yon.
And here's what's wild about it.
Oh, wild. They have decorations. They have decorations blocking their decorations.
There's enough there that it's wild, but not enough there that you could leave it and be like, this is the new... like theme of my office. Like it's this uncanny valley of clearly temporary, but also substantial. Like there's,
it's so substantial.
This is, if you had to guesstimate how many minutes of work for takedown, like, yeah, 20. That's what I was going to say. Like 20 minutes.
The bigger issue is that there's so many balloons and huge sort of paper lantern style things that don't look particularly collapsible. So what you're looking at is two situations. One, you carry a bunch of gigantic garbage bags out of the place, obviously filled with balloons, or for 20 minutes, the coworker that works so hard on this display will be treated to the sound of you jabbing a butterfly knife through each of these balloons one at a time to make them more easily
one of which
trashable.
Has like big round confetti in it that if you pop that balloon,
that's a trap.
You've
that's
just trap. Added 10 more minutes.
That's one of the Riddler's traps.
I got one. We had one of those for a cast party recently, and it was a nightmare. I don't know why they're making those. I'm looking at this, and yeah, question asker, you may think this is a very specific problem, but as parents of kids that have had birthday parties at our house, I can tell you that this is actually something that I have dealt with many, 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 many times. My policy typically is to start slowly moving out the stuff, to start one by one, piecemeal leaving it. And this is the real kicker. You got to leave one thing up until about October.
Yeah.
And then you can be like, look at this. Can you believe this? I've still got it up. I loved it that, but it has to be like,
shriveling, wrinkly, sad.
I'm looking. I think the like Mylar kind of arched frill banner at the top.
That's great.
You could safely leave that up. But can I just say, this coworker, as lovely as this thought is, did put a big poster board that says, welcome back, covering your bulletin board with important papers on it.
Yeah, I
that's
can't
a good one to justify early.
Yeah.
And that's the first one you can
It looks
check.
Like there's ruffles wrapped around your office chair in a way that when you sit down, you're getting a bag full of ruffles.
Now, okay, now, guys, I've got to stand up for a second. This is actually a lot harder than it seems. Because the question that I'm now thinking about is, once you, well, I don't want to stand up.
Yeah, you're way off camera.
It's like way off camera. But like, listen, I'm thinking about the sign, right? I was thinking about the practical time it would take. You pop the sign down, no big deal. But what happens next?
Oh,
you throw it.
You can't
away.
You can't take that sign and jam it into a work trash can. You can't.
Okay, step
you
two.
Can't roll it up and shove it in, especially not over at their trash can, maybe. You just, like, shove it down into it, and they're like, what the
fuck? You gotta eat it.
You gotta eat it.
Well, do you have to take it to your car?
No, that you
and
have
throw
to.
Throw it away at home?
Yes, Justin, but not just that. You have to be seen taking it to your car.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
Like,
hugging it.
Take it down, stop by where they are, and be like, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. You kiss it a few times. I love this sign so much.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I got it. Take it all down. Take it all down tomorrow and say, I want to be honest with you. I loved it so much. I wanted to have it up in the nursery. I thought she would love it.
That's great.
So I wanted to hang these balloons up there, and you should see baby now.
Send me a picture.
Gaga. What?
Send me a picture.
You send this picture back. You send the picture
but you
back.
You paint
into
a baby in the corner.
You
in Photoshop.
Put a baby. You scoot your baby into a Photoshop.
That's great. Perfect. This is my baby's two monitor workstation. My baby uses one monitor for Slack and one monitor for Google Calendar.
Gaga Calendar.
My baby.
Gaga Calendar.
My baby's incredibly disciplined and well organized. This baby keeps the trains running on time.
Motivated by your work
already. I think that we have helped you a lot of different ways, which is rare. And the fact that you want more is a little bit greedy, if I could just say.
That's fair. Say.
I'm a graduating high school senior and have been selected to read the names of all my classmates at graduation on Wednesday. Oh my God. There's a few hundred names to read off. So I wonder if there's anything I can do to keep the audience interested. Accents? No. Trying to get the crowd hype? And that's from Nervous in North Jersey.
I feel like you guys jumped over accents way too fast.
Oh man, I feel like
if we plumb those depths, we'll find a few laughs in there. We might stub our toes on the occasional,
the occasional
little snafu, but I bet you we'll find a few little laughs if we pick around in that berry bush.
I think.
What about nicknames for everybody? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Nick the Hammer Ostolapos. And you do one
yeah.
for everybody.
And then you stop
every
doing the names.
One
and
is the Hammer.
You stop doing the names and then you only start doing the nicknames.
Yes. Get on up here.
Every 20 people, you're like, folks, I just got to slow it down here. This next person is a close personal friend of mine. And I've done so many of these benefits and shows with them. And they're true blue. And I love to welcome him to the stage right now, Nikosopoulos. And then you welcome him. You have a little bit of like, some people get an intro, like yeah. more of a build up.
Not everyone.
All of them. About every single, as they come up. Here, and here's a fun fact about this guy. But here's the thing. You don't have to do that research, right?
No.
Anything could be a fun fact. Anything could
guess.
Be a fun fact.
Just yeah. guess. Yes, you might get it up. Right. You could also, every few people that walk across the stage, you can be like, and let's give it up for Invisible Tyler.
Oh, that's
and then
good.
No one will come, but it'll be a good, and you can do like a bunch of those. You can be like Invisible Susan. You
all the invisible, you yeah.
Like, here comes Solid Snake, but you can't see him.
And a box crawls across.
Oh,
that's
that could be
good.
Cool.
That'd yeah. be good. Now, here's the thing. If your goal is to keep everyone interested, perhaps shift your expectations, because that's not going to happen. Because without yeah. fail, no matter how good a job you do, all of those people are interested in, probably statistically, one kid.
Yeah.
Right? They yeah. might. There might be like, oh, that's his best friend, or like we had twins or whatever, and they're both graduating. But statistically speaking, only one kid out of all those is going to. So what you're going to do is go as fast as you can to yeah. get it done. That would make me Blazer. Happy as a parent if it's yeah. just like, yeah, man, what should have been 2 hours, we got done in 10 minutes. That was incredible.
The amount of attention I'm willing to dedicate to like any kind of big ceremony involving one of us goes like nothing, 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 nothing. Okay, here come the M names. MC, we're getting close. And then it's like, I had no fucking idea so many Mick yeah. last name students McAllister, went to my school, but you learn that real yeah. fast at a graduate. Mm-hmm. Like McCarthy? There's a come McCarthy on. Here?
How come we didn't sit next to each other more? You would think of the order of things, I know these people. What if and you then, just got up there and said, all the A names, go!
Go! Oh yeah, like, you hold out one diploma. You say, I've got one for the A names.
Oh.
If you skip every 15th name, by the time you get to the end of that list, you're going to start to feel a palpable shift in the energy of that room. Mm. Something is going to be happening in there, and it's going to be little pockets all over, yeah. and then it's going to start to spread.
A mystery.
Something's going to happen in that room, mm-hmm. and it's going to be quite a hubbub. Yeah. Quite a hubbub.
Especially yeah. if you take that 15th diploma and then like put it in a little glass box on the stage with a big lock on it. But don't say anything about
don't
the box.
Don't say anything about it.
The box has a snake in it. And you can see, the box is clear. You can see the snake inside with the mini diplomas.
You want to keep them interested? Okay. Do them in a random order.
Okay.
That way, I don't know when my kid's name is coming.
Oh,
I've
got to
be on my toes the whole time.
I got to have the phone
I gotta
up.
I got to be ready.
Phone's up.
My kid.
Just tell, that's cool. Tell each student, just say like, all right, guys, line on up, however you want. And then when they come up on stage, be like, what's your name?
Who are you? This is Gary.
Tyler Yamaguchi. Okay, hold on one second. Fuck, that one's way back there. Hold on.
Why'd you come up so early,
Why'd you
Tyler?
Come up first, Tyler? Come on, man.
You should make them come up in the order they think they are.
Yeah.
And then get Raz on if they're wrong.
Oh, give everyone a random diploma and say, it's your job to find your diploma. You have 15 minutes.
Just
and
throw
then
them
it's
into
like
the
it becomes a huge social experiment.
Yeah. Final exam. Yeah. Winner gets $1 million.
Yeah. These are just all such fun that. Ideas.
It's the school's job, right? Why are they making a kid read this? That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I think it's time we revisit the entire graduation conversation, because nobody wants to sit there while 1,000 names are called and a bunch of people walk slowly and pick up a piece of paper and maybe they do a bit, but you kind of hope not. I want there to be a physical, tangible sort of advancement that happens. I'm thinking like in the old Marines commercials when just like a dude would grab a sword and then hold it in the sky and then get turned into a Marine.
Yeah, a space marine, if memory serves. He had like knight armor.
I believe
right?
so. I
well,
believe
he starts out as a knight, but then he lifts his sword up and it reveals like actually
right,
it's
yeah,
a marine.
That
knight.
That made me want to join up.
The Knights of America.
If you got like spurs, right? If you were given like now you've earned these, I think that that would be a powerful option. A dagger is a good, I mean, a sword.
I mean, let's just do a full sword lifted up in the sky. A beam of light shines on you. They don't even need to say your name or give you anything.
Yeah. I don't want this to become a whole nother thing. So it's kind of just like, here you go, here you go, here you go. I don't want a whole ordeal or now it's even longer.
You have to think about, like, people don't think about this enough, but like, I graduated high school in 1999.
What?
That was 25 years ago.
Fucking shit, man.
Wow, dude, you're so old.
This is not what it's about.
Oh.
I graduated 25 years ago. When I was there, I remember it as being one of the most boring things I ever did in my entire life.
Correct.
It was so boring. I was at a big consolidated high school. There were so many people there. It was so boring. The teenagers who are graduating now, 25 years into the future, have no fucking context for the amount of boredom that we are about to foist on them.
Yeah.
You remember how torturous it was for me before YouTube?
Yeah.
Before TikTok?
Oh, yeah. I see what you're
and
saying.
And I'm still in hell.
They've never had to experience boredom to this degree.
The thing that
occupied your time in high school was pretty much exclusively, if I remember correctly, crank calls. Making them and listening to
that's
tapes
the only
of prank
thing
calls.
Better that I had to like. I was like in my graduation, like, man, I could, if this wraps up soon, I could still get a few crank calls in to man sewers and ask if they're refrigerated.
I can go listen to my Jerky Boys tapes. Gotta get the fuck out.
But now he's a man, he listens to Jerky Boys vinyl.
I went to see Margaritaville in Huntington, which is it still going by the time this comes out? I don't think so. You missed it, you fucking goober. At the end of that, they throw some beach balls out into the audience just to sort of like really drive home the island vibes. But now all of a sudden there's like an interactive element, by which I mean you kind of always have to have your head on a swivel so the ball doesn't hit you or the big beer out of your hand that you have. That's cool.
You could also incorporate kind of a Wonka-esque thing to take it back to another show Justin's been associated with. And inside one of the diplomas is a golden ticket that like you get to skip college. Right now, like, this is also a college degree now.
Okay,
you can skip college, and now you like you've got a college degree because you had the golden diploma, right? Yeah. But it's like a random. Here's just a big box of diplomas. Everybody, mm-hmm. run up and grab one, and see what you get.
That's good too.
What if with every diploma, underneath the lectern or the podium, whatever you have a little jar.
Uh huh.
You know what's in the jar?
What?
I'm going to guess jam or jelly.
Yeah, it's jelly.
Oh, okay.
And then when you just put a little jelly on each end, and then you hand it to them, and they take it, and they're like, what the fuck? They better not say what the fuck. It's a high school graduation.
Yeah.
I'll take that diploma right back.
And it'll be so easy because of all the jelly.
What if one of the diplomas, the person unrolls it and looks, and what's that? It's a map to Templar Gold.
Oh, that's
cool. The thing, right? And then they're like, what the fuck? Where's my diploma? I need that, I think. And you're like, you don't. You'll never, ever use it. That's not, you don't have to prove it. Nobody cares.
What if?
I will, okay, go ahead, Griff.
What if?
Uh-huh.
Your diploma.
Uh-huh.
Just had a picture of you on it.
Okay.
And listed out your stats and your elemental types and weaknesses.
Oh, a Pokemon card.
And now all of a sudden, when you're in the audience and you have your diploma, you can play with them. You can do a battle with your other people. And then if you don't have your diploma yet, you're excited to get it. I didn't give a fuck about getting my diploma. It's a piece of paper that I knew I was going to lose pretty much instantly, which I did. It took me like 4 years, but I got there. If that shit had stats and elemental types and weaknesses on it, and I could battle it, I would be chomping at the bit to get my hands on one of these beautiful boys.
So there you have it, question asker. I feel like us three professional comedians, despite our best efforts, couldn't make what you're doing entertaining.
Yeah.
We gave it our best shot. We gave it a good 8 minutes of trying, and even we couldn't make the concept of it entertaining.
No.
I give you your best wishes, my best wishes.
Are we going to start doing this after we rarely do anything helpful on this show. If we have to trot out an apology tour after each of our great failures on this show, it is going to double its duration.
That didn't feel like an apology to me, Griffin. I don't know what to
tell you, man. When we move on, I feel like there is an implication that we have solved the problem, right? Because otherwise, why are we moving on from
sure.
it? And if we're moving on from it because we can't, I think we should say that too. Or I think we need to be a little more honest about our limits sometimes. And then people get a better idea of what we are and are not capable of.
You need a balloon drop. Balloon drop is the answer. Everybody loves a fucking balloon drop, but it's the
one balloon with every name. Just slowly, each name is read.
Okay, wait. You're a parent. You come in and you're like, okay. And then you look up. And what's that in the ceiling of the convention center or whatever you're in? A huge net full of thousands and thousands of balloons. You're psyched. You're like, there's a balloon drop coming. But then with every name, what's that? They're edging my balloon drop excited. One balloon. Oh, come on, do it. And maybe you work some balloon metaphors into your thing, or it's like, oh, I can't wait. The balloon, it's like filling up.
Wait, are they also giving the commencement address and handing out the diplomas? And
it feels like that, like you're emceeing this.
Changing fundamentally the entire graduation process.
Okay, Griffin, now you've unlocked it, because if it happens all at once, we can get it done in 10 minutes.
Commencement speech with every student's name in it.
Yes, you work them in. That's better than what I was going to say, which is just in front of it. So, like, yeah, you work them into it. So it's like, I'll never forget when Aaron Anderson said it.
Exactly. Well, I'll never forget the lunch chimes with my friends Aaron Anderson, Megan Anderson, Tabitha Anderson.
I don't know how to incorporate walk-up music, which was my other suggestion. I guess if they're just playing it on their phones as they walk by, everybody gets to play whatever song. And listen, you can't censor this. Whatever song they want on their phone as they walk by.
Makes it take longer. What if you did the balloon drop on your own name? What if when it got to you, it's going to be awkward anyway because you're the one reading it.
Yeah.
So you just go out there and
so
have
you
a big
bust right
drop.
Away with the balloons. You're saying you walk up there, be like, "What's up, everybody? I'm Griffin McElroy." Boom! The balloons drop.
Yeah, right. At and the top.
But this is my diploma. I'm first.
Uh huh.
And the rest. You say Travis McElroy, etc.
I will now read a list of my classmates ranked in the order that I enjoyed them. Here we go.
What's up,
myself.
Everybody? I'm Griffin McElroy. Balloons. Psh, I'm Shadow type, and I have 180 HP.
First up, Gregory Thompson, my best friend.
Fire type, 70 HP. Get up here, buddy. Let's
Gregory,
trade.
You pick your best friend.
It's also Gregory.
Let's take a quick break.
It's better with you. Stamps.com, collectible little stickers that help get your messages where they need to go. We love these things. They're cool. They have cool pictures on them, and
you gotta go to the store to buy them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like little trading cards, but you have to go to the store to buy them.
They're like little trading cards of presidents and famous abolitionists.
And these trading cards you're supposed to lick the back of. You don't get yelled
at. You must. Well, no. Actually, most of the time they are pretty sticky. A lot of people don't remember.
What, really?
Yeah, but with stamps.com, you don't even have to go to the stamps store anymore. You can make the process of mailing your letters and your packages so much easier with stamps.com. Take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go with the Stamps.com mobile app. All you need is a computer and printer. They even send you a free scale to make sure that you're doing all the right numbers on your shit. Get rates you can't find anywhere else, like up to 89% off USPS and UPS shipping rates. That's wild. That's so much. That's basically 100%. Put more life in your work-life balance with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code MYBROTHER. For a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code my brother.
Now listen, I want to tell you guys about Rocket Money, my best friend. And I know, listen, guys, I know that when you think about Travis McElroy, you think there's the responsible guy. He's really on top of it. Nothing ever slips through the cracks. He's very detail-oriented, very precise. I know.
The opposite.
The fuck?
The opposite is how I feel about it. The subject you just said.
Okay.
The wrongest you could have possibly been.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll talk about that off mic.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's fun. Like you're quirky.
But I used Rocket Money, and I was like, I'll go through some subscriptions and stuff. It's like $2,500 a year in subscriptions that I canceled. A lot of them are those
Travis
things.
Patrick McElroy.
Griffin Andrew McElroy? I know.
How much shit were you subscribed to, my dude?
Look, here's what happened. Not to badmouth shit, but I will. I had a Disney Plus subscription that that had looped in all those other things, and I was still paying for those other things. And I didn't realize that until Rocket Money was like, hey, dog, hey, you're paying twice for these things. Save me thousands of dollars a year by going through that shit. And it was seamless and easy. Literally clicking a thing, they might ask me like two or three questions, and they're like, we got you. And then I get an email in like 3 minutes. It was like, yeah, that's done. Don't worry about it. We took care of it.
Incredible.
It is so streamlined, so easy to cancel these subscriptions that you don't use, that you probably even forgot about. If you've ever signed up for a thing where it was like 14-day free trial, and then we'll start automatically charging you, and you completely forgot about it, they got you, right? So it's not only a personal finance app that cancels all that stuff, but it's also going to help you like keep bills down. They can negotiate like your bills and help you lower your bills to grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and I'm one of them, and they've saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features, or if you're me, a lot. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/mybrother. That's rocketmoney.com/mybrother. rocketmoney.com/mybrother.
Since 2017, Maximum Film has had the same slogan.
The podcast that's not just a bunch of straight white guys.
Ooh, we've learned something over the years. Some people out there really do not like that slogan.
Listen, we love straight white guys.
Well, some of them.
But if there's one thing we can't change, it's who we are.
I'm Iffy, a comedian who was on strike last year in two different unions.
I'm Drea. I've been a producer and film festival programmer for decades.
And I'm Alonzo, a film critic who literally wrote the book on queer Hollywood.
You can listen to us talk movies and the movie biz every week on Maximum Film.
We may not be straight white guys, but we love movies, and we know what we're talking about.
Listen to Maximum Film on Maximum Fun or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, darling, why won't you accept my love?
My dear, even though you are a duke, I could never love you. You borrowed a book from me and never returned it.
Save yourself from this terrible fate by listening to Reading Glasses.
We'll help you get those borrowed books back and solve all your other reader problems.
Reading Glasses, every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Oh, sorry, let me try a different one.
Yeah, that was not the right key.
Let me try a different one.
I'm a musician now, so.
Dun-dun. Dun-dun.
Oh, shit.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I want a munch.
Jod.
What? Did you say Jod?
I think I said Jod. I didn't know whether to say
Jod. Why did you say Jod?
Well, I didn't know whether.
Well, that's how you pronounce God. A lot of people get it wrong.
Yeah.
It's actually a soft G.
Yeah.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. It is Shark Week.
Last week.
I didn't know if you boys had heard, but Shark Week has kicked off on Tommy's birthday, July 7th. And John Cena is the host this year. So,
I didn't know that that Shark Week could have a host.
Like, well, John Cena's
had a host
everything.
For a decade. Yeah.
Okay.
We've had a.
I hosted it last year, but I didn't see you didn't watch.
So I want to talk first off about like the plans for Shark Week, because I do have a tie-in. I have a connection, but first I just want to talk about Shark Week. So basically they've previously had like a bunch of DC superheroes. So like Jason Momoa did it last year. The Rock
seems
was
obvious.
Yeah, they have like DC heroes. This is the quote from Karen Bronzo, which is
pretty good name.
Very good name.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things about John is that, and he admitted this from the beginning, he really didn't know a lot about sharks.
Huh.
Is that it? So, if that's a prerequisite for hosting Shark Week, you are really not going to get as much talent, I think, approaching you as you would like, whoever does Shark Week.
What does that mean? The scale at which I don't know a lot about sharks could cover right? Yeah. Because you've been brought in to host a series of documentaries and shows and stuff, presumably with experts somewhere in there. And if someone's right. like, how much do you know about sharks? Humility is going to serve you well there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It is in contrast, though. She said he was really excited to come along for the ride with us, which was really gave us a whole different angle than we had last year with Jason Momoa, who was really interested in that topic and knew a fair amount about it. So what they're saying is it's a nice change of pace to have Cena there, because Jason Momoa is just constantly trying to tell him about sharks.
Yeah.
Right? He was trying to talk to all the sharks.
He was Momoa splaining sharks left and right.
Meanwhile, John Cena, as they go to every commercial break, is like, holy shit, did you guys see that shit? That shark was so fucking big. Whoa.
Look at that angry dolphin. No, John, that's a shark. That's a shark?
Wow. Whoa. That whale sure was angry. That was a shark, John.
What? Shark that slippery gray fish man is so upset.
That's these a shark. Guys are that's making milk, too. Not making milk? What's up? Shark Week premiere night will feature four specials, beginning with Belly of the Beast, Bigger and Bloodier, followed by Big Shark Energy, 6,000-pound Shark, Sharktopia, and Mother Sharker Hammer Time.
Wait, Mother Sharker
that Hammer can't be. Time. That can't be real.
Mother Sharker.
Mother Sharker Hammer Time. You guys can tell me more. I got a lot of plates spinning here. If any of you guys want to look into...
Can I tell you, maybe this is just the looking back, the nostalgia. I remember a time when Shark Week was like, listen, you might be afraid of sharks, but very few sharks attack. So you are more likely to get bitten by a cow than you are a shark. And now they're like, bigger and bloodier. These sharks are coming for you and your credit score and everyone you love. They're going to eat your dog.
How the fuck is Mother Sharker Hammer Time not on YouTube yet? What's going on?
It's nowhere.
How's it spelled?
There are also co-branded partnerships this year. There's a House of the Dragon co-branded promo. Huh. There's also a one featuring sharks singing the Banana Boat song, Deo, with Winona Ryder.
Okay.
Celebrating the release of Beetlejuice. There's a lot of
realistic sharks?
I haven't actually seen the clip, Trav. I'll let you know, though.
Thanks, J-Man. Oh, sorry.
The one thing they want to be clear about is that Bronzo says they will begin planning for Shark Week 2025 as soon as this one wraps. They're already eyeing next year's host and is looking beyond the DC talent lineup. She also absolutely foresees female hosts in the future.
That's huge.
After more than a decade of men heading up the event.
Okay.
One of the things we've already been always been very conscious of, especially in bringing on other experts that we have with the host, is making sure that we have diversity, that we have women voices, that we have diverse voices in Shark Week.
That's Mother Sharker Hammer Time is all about the power of a feminine shark.
Yes.
It's a Mother Sharker. Look out.
It is Mother Sharker Hammer Time is a queer romance featuring a wildly diverse range of characters of many different ethnic backgrounds, and they are all sharks. One of them is the mother chomper. The mother shark.
I like that they're like, for 10 years, it's been dudes, but don't let that fool you.
We got a great idea.
In the future, I could definitely see the possibility of it potentially, maybe at some point in the future, being a woman. But here's the thing, we all know this, sharks hate women. And so it's not us, guys. Guys, it's not us. Every year we go to the sharks and we're like, we're thinking about a woman this time. And the sharks are like, I don't know, could you get Cena?
And that's all the free promo I'm giving Warner Brothers because they didn't want to make our cartoon. What I wanted to tell you about, though,
Father
is
Sharker
why is
was our cartoon. Why the Munch? Yeah.
It was like a look at like shark religion.
Yeah. Hey, why the Munch Squad, Juice?
Why the Munch Squad? Because we have another and a little secret Munch Squad subseries that I'm calling Biz Dev Deals that fucking fell apart apparently at the last moment. And it was just too late to put a stop to them.
Hell yeah.
Because Duck Donuts is bringing back a fan favorite Shark Dozen for no reason at all.
No.
Duck donuts see circling fins, and that could only mean one thing. The popular Shark Dozen is back. Guests can sink their teeth into the limited time Shark Dozen for 1 week only, July 7th through the 14th. Sharks can smell blood in the water, but Duck Donuts guests smell a perfect snack to dive into their TV entertainment with this week.
Huh.
For whatever you may be watching, we didn't give anyone any money, so...
This incredible pantheon that is being built of this and the Dunkin' Donuts Tornado Adventure beverage.
Very donut heavy.
We are delighted to bring back our popular summertime favorite snack.
Summertime.
Summertime. That's it. The Shark Dozen that our guests look forward to every year. This year, we're proud to partner with Duck Surf Rescue to raise awareness about beach safety, helping guests stay safe and informed as they enjoy their sweet treats and create unforgettable beach vacation memories. So what they are purporting to say is that, no, this is a celebration of sharks.
This
is a celebration of sharks and shark safety, both from and for sharks.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with them being offered during the exact week the Shark Week is having.
It's giving big game. You know, kind of when people were like, when it's like, you can't.
100%.
Like, you know, if there should happen to be some kind of sporting event this week, except getting nicher and nicher, and I love it.
I actually promote shark safety both for and from by preaching and practicing ocean abstinence.
Yeah.
Mm. If you don't go where they live, you won't hurt them. They won't hurt you.
Oh.
You just have to, and it's not even that big a deal because the ocean.
That's not what I thought you meant.
What did you think I meant?
Not having sex with sharks.
Well, clearly don't do that either. Like, I don't even know how you would do that, not going into the ocean. Good luck.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, at this point in the year of our Lord Anno Domini 2024, you can't assume that goes without saying. You know what I mean?
No, I guess if you had a special harness. TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that considering Bronzo said that the only thing Bronzo would be able to say about hosts is that Bronzo refused to completely rule out the possibility that a woman will host Shark Week at some point.
Yeah.
And considering that's as far as she would go, I think we can safely assume next year is not their year. Next year is a dude. And I can, if I can just put this in the universe, a DC Universe dude that would be absolutely killer to host Shark Week.
Yeah.
And it's our buddy Ron Funches.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine a Ron Funches hosted Shark Week? King Shark himself,
yeah.
The one and only King Shark, out there hosting Shark Week? Perfect. Perfect.
Can I just say, it's dumb that you haven't done it yet, Discovery.
It's dumb that you haven't done it yet. It's embarrassing.
It's humiliating.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
We don't know what the DC Universe is going to look like this time next year, though. It could be.
Maybe we should do our own unbranded Shark Week.
There's a Rushmore, Funches is on it, of the DC Universe. That's all I'm saying.
Yes. We should do our own unbranded Shark Week. Where, like, we don't call it Shark Week, but we just happen to have a week-long TV channel filled with shark programming that we have hosted by Ron Funches for no reason.
That could be cool. What if we did Eel Day, and it was just a day, just about everyone's favorite.
We should do a Clubhouse episode.
Of eels?
That's just Eel Day, where we just, like, celebrate eels for a whole day.
It's kind of crazy that
some
of them
have electricity. I'd love to talk about the sunfish and the blobfish, some of the weird ones in there. Never get their due.
Oh, they're gross.
Crossword loves them, though.
Yeah, they do.
Crossword.
They're not gross when they're under the water, Griffin. The blobfish is built to be beautiful at the bottom of the ocean. Then we bring them here. How do you think you'd look at the bottom of the ocean? Pretty squished, if you ask me.
Yeah, but we won. We beat the fish, and so we get to bring them where we live.
I guess that's true. So you're saying the blobfish needs to get on it and make some kind of land submarine so they can come drag you to the bottom of the ocean where the pressure
is. I'm saying that the blobfish very slowly came up to the surface where the sun and the algae and every other animal on Earth lives.
And war, Griffin. There's
no war at
the bottom
of the ocean.
War?
You don't think there's trench warfare?
Mariana Trench warfare? No, I don't think so, Griffin. I think that they live in peace down there in the fan fiction that I've written. And that's where they truly get along, the blobfish and me. I mean, I'm there too, because in this world, they've granted me the magic to be able to survive at the bottom of the ocean. And I'm their leader of sorts.
I was going to ask if it's an erotic sort of, but when
that's an element to it, but I wouldn't say
it's the main.
Yeah, I was
going to say, when you're dealing with blobfish.
Of course it's erotic. And so I would say, Griffin, that I wouldn't, if I was putting my book on the shelves of a bookstore, hopefully coming to a bookstore in the year 2025, I wouldn't put it in the smut section. I'd put it in historical fiction.
That's interesting.
It's a time travel thing, too, where I'm back time and I'm helping them evolve to
busting nuts at the Cambrian explosion. That's so, Travis, the Travis, the All-Father. He went in one of those big vents, busted, and that's where we all... That's how it all happened, folks.
So, Mother Sharker is a series about where sharks give birth. So one team of scientists deploys an arsenal of new technology to find out, but they need to meet some of the Bahamas' biggest tiger shark mothers face-to-face for it to work. So basically, it's Mother Sharker is a series about a bunch of nasty dogs that just want to watch sharks have babies. They want to sneak a peek at some shark jennies and see how they make of the babies. So Hammer Time is, we pivoted away from the tiger sharks, and we're like, but Hammer Sharks, where do you hump, Hammerheads? Where is your humping ground?
Your heads look so weird, I bet you shoot the babies out in a strange way. Also,
yeah, you got so like a weird shaped jennies, like a Star Wars kind of hangar bay.
Yeah.
If you are watching this after July 13th, which unless you're editing it, you probably are, you can go find out for yourself where hammerheads have their babies anywhere in the ocean. You can watch
I bet the answer is the ocean, unless some scientists got them to look at them close. And then they do it in a swimming pool.
I assume that there's nurse sharks there.
Yeah, probably.
Next year, I want to see Mako in there so that we can see how Mako the shark.
Mako the shark.
I actually, guys, feel my willpower sapping from my body. Of a wrestle.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, my brother, me. I hope you've enjoyed yourself as much as we have. We are so excited.
Over here.
We're having a good time over here. I'm sorry we missed Shark Week, but hey, here we are. What do we need to tell people about, guys? That's not my job.
I need to tell people that the next graphic novel in the Adventure Zone Balanced graphic novel series, The Sovereign Game, comes out this Tuesday.
Yeah.
You can get your copy at theadventurezonecomic.com. And also, we do a streaming series called Clubhouse, Macro Family Clubhouse, every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time over at the Macro Family YouTube. And this week we're doing a very special episode celebrating the release of that graphic novel. So don't miss it. Noon Eastern Time over the Macro Family YouTube channel on Tuesday. We'll see you there.
Every Tuesday.
Sometimes we play games. We play video games. It's all that stuff.
It's a hoot.
And they're also all available. If you've missed them in the past, you can find them, I believe, under the live tab on our YouTube page.
We got some shows coming up this week also. If you live in Detroit, we're going to be there doing Mabim Bam and Taz July 18th and 19th. And the day after that, July 20th, we're going to be in Cleveland. There's still tickets for those shows available. If you're coming, and you have a question you want answered at Mabim Bam or a wish to Fungalore that you want read aloud, email it to mabimbam@maximumfun.org and put your city in the subject line so we know where you're coming from.
We're also going to be at Gen Con this year. We're doing a book launch event for The Suffering Game as well there. So make sure you get your tickets for that, as well as all of our future tours for the rest of the year, all of our appearances and whatnot. You can find them at bit.ly/MacroyTours. You got the ticket information, everything there. And if you haven't yet, go check out all the merch over at macroymerch.com. And 10% of all proceeds this month go to the Palestine Children's Relief Fund. So go check that out, macroymerch.com.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a track that gets my heart pumping pure adrenaline when I'm out on the tracks.
Ooh.
Hey, I got a wish here for the big fungo. Can I throw it up? I wish I could buy smaller quantities of lettuce at the grocery store.
My name's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
I agree with that one, though. Yeah. I've never not thrown away lettuce. This is my brother, me, kiss your dad, square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported directly by you.